Have you ever felt like no matter how much you rest, you're still just running on empty? Fatigue, brain fog, even brittle nails, those can all be signs of iron deficiency. And here's the thing, iron deficiency is way more common than people realize. It affects about 1 in 3 adults, especially women, and traditional iron supplements usually don't cut it. They're hard to absorb, and they often leave you dealing with nausea, constipation, or a metallic-y taste. That's why I recommend Siderol from PharmaNutra. Siderol is a premium iron supplement made with patented sucrosomial technology, which basically wraps the iron in a protective shield so your body can absorb it 3 to 4 times better than standard iron. And the best part is it's gentle on the stomach. There's no nausea, no constipation, and no metallic taste. Siderol has been clinically studied, over 150 published studies, in fact, and it's trusted by more than 2 million people worldwide. It's Italy's number one supplement brand and is finally available here in the U.S. Just one capsule a day with water anytime, with or without food, and you're good to go. So if you're nodding along because you're exhausted, foggy, or just tired of feeling tired, this could be exactly what you've been missing. Head to pharmanutra-us.com and use the code MAMA, that's M-A-M-A, for 10% off your first order of Siderol. That's PHARMANUTRA-US.com with the code MAMA, M-A-M-A, for 10% off today. Real quick, we have to take a break to acknowledge the sponsor of today's episode, which is Secret Nature. Secret Nature's ultra premium CBD gummies are crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to fit right into your day with clean, purposeful functionality. So for me personally, I like to take one of their snoozer gummies in the evening to unwind and ensure that I get a good night's sleep. After a long day, especially when my brain is just still running a mile a minute and I can't seem to settle down, I'll take one to help me slow down, unplug, and actually get a good night's sleep. I personally don't drink alcohol because I just don't like the way it makes me feel the next day, but these gummies feel very clean, intentional, and it never leaves me groggy the next morning, just feeling balanced and rested. Secret Nature's gummies are organic and farm grown. They're never lab made. They're ultra premium CBD gummies made with real botanicals and nothing extra. You've got two purpose built options. There's Bliss for clear focus and productive flow if you want to take one during the day, and then you get Snoozers to help you relax and rest at the end of the day. Each gummy has consistent, measured CBD, so there's never any guessing, just clean, reliable functionality that fits naturally into your schedule. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with the code MAMA. That's M-A-M-A.
And just a heads up, their Black Friday sale is coming up, and they are going to be offering 25% off on orders of $75 or more, 35% off on orders of $125 or more, and then 40% off on orders of $150 or more between November 26th and the 30th. So don't forget to use my code MAMA when you check out. That's M-A-M-A at secretnature.com.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Make another smart choice with AutoQuote Explorer to compare rates from multiple car insurance companies all at once. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states and situations. Prices may vary on how you buy.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This MLB season, FanDuel's Dinger Tuesday is back. And this year, all customers get a profit boost to bet home runs every week. So gear up to go yard all season long on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in select states. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Kelly Evans, host of Mama Mystery, and I'm here to tell you about another incredible true crime podcast, The Murder Diaries, hosted by Natalie and Paige, two millennial BFFs that actually met on the Bumble BFF app. The two bonded over their love of tacos and true crime on their first date, and now they host the amazing true crime podcast, The Murder Diaries, in an effort to give voices back to the victims. Here is a short clip from one of their most recent episodes. Enjoy.
Dabani Susana Escobar Balsaldúa was born in northern Mexico in the state of Nuevo León. It's about 2.5 hours south of the Texas border. She grew up in Monterrey, the second largest metropolitan area in Mexico and one of the wealthiest in the country, with parents Mario Escobar and Dolores Balsaldúa. And when it came time to further her education, she didn't move far away. In the spring of 2022, 18-year-old Dabani was a law student at the University of Nuevo León. It's clear she had a strong conscience and a kind heart as well as a passion for activism. A few weeks before her death, she joined thousands of women protesting against gender violence. Her father said she attended the feminist march because she always wanted to help people.
Tragically, the justice she was seeking is the same justice that her family is fighting for her today.
On Friday, April 8th, 2022, Dabani met up with two other women at a house party in the Nueva Castilla neighborhood in northern Monterrey, not far from where she grew up or attended university. We'll call the two women she met up with at the party acquaintances and not friends of Dabani's because reports differ on how close these women knew Dabani, and we don't want to speculate. At some point during the party, Dabani allegedly got into an argument with one of the acquaintances. It's unclear what their argument was about, but Dabani's behavior allegedly became uncharacteristically erratic, and she locked herself in the men's bathroom. Around 1:20 in the morning on Saturday, April 9th, the woman called whom they called a trusted contact to pick her up and drive her home. Some reports say that it was a taxi driver, and others say it was a Didi driver from a ride-sharing service. Regardless, multiple reports say this was a driver hired to take Dabani home. The two women then left Dabani alone at the party, and the driver Juan David Cuellar, known as Jesus, picked her up. Authorities released a video from the party where Dabani was at around 3 in the morning. Street security camera footage shows Dabani running away from a man who caught up with her and grabbed her before a group of men surround her. That's when a white car approaches, allegedly driven by Cuellar, and Dabani gets in the back seat. A man then talks briefly with the driver before the car drives away with Dabani in the back seat. A short time later, security footage shows what appears to be the driver and Dabani arguing in the car. According to the driver's explanation, he was trying to get her home address or a guardian's phone number, but she was allegedly angry and refused to give these details. According to Dabani's father, other nearby security footage suggested the driver inappropriately touched his daughter. He said he supposed his daughter didn't put up with the harassment and got out of the car. We'll never know exactly what happened in the vehicle. But around 5 a.m. on Saturday morning, Dabani got out of the car on a highway that connects Monterrey to a town further north. That's when the driver reportedly took that viral photo of her standing alone on Highway 85. The driver sent the photo to Dabani's acquaintances from the party as proof that she was alive when he dropped her off. She was wearing a white tank top, a long brown skirt, black Converse, and a black face mask. The chilling photo, snapped in a second, would soon garner international attention. At the same time, security cameras from a nearby hotel captured footage of a young woman, Dabani, getting out of a taxi. She is then seen walking to the side of a trucking company, Alcosa Transports Internationals. Her father believes she likely went there to ask for help. Later, security camera footage shows her walking toward the Nueva Castilla Motel. A glimpse of her looking through a restaurant window is the last image of her alive. After hours of trying to get home safely, Dabani never made it. Her father, Mario, reported her missing on Saturday, April 9th, when she didn't return home. Unlike thousands of similar cases, Dabani's disappearance made headlines due to that photo of her standing alone on the highway, serving as visual evidence of her location that night. The media attention sparked an unusually special operation by the Nuevo León State Attorney General's office. Over the course of nearly 2 weeks, the authorities used 200 personnel, search dogs, and drones to find any trace of Dabani,
And in that time span, they found 5 other bodies of women who had been reported missing, but not Dabani. Investigators visited the Nueva Castilla Motel, the last place she was seen alive, 4 times, but never found Dabani. After 13 days of searching, motel employees reported a fetid smell. Investigators returned to the Nueva Castilla Motel for a 5th time on the evening of Thursday, April 22nd, to find Dabani's corpse in the motel's underground water cistern or water storing tank. It's located about a block and a half south of the transportation company and about a 1-minute walk from where she was last seen alive. Because her body had been submerged for nearly 2 weeks, her body was unrecognizable. She was identified by a cross necklace she was wearing as well as her clothing until DNA testing confirmed it was in fact Dabani. But we've heard there was security camera footage of Dabani walking into the motel. So you're probably wondering, why couldn't investigators have used that to help trace her last steps? Nuevo León prosecutor Gustavo Adolfo Guerrero reportedly told the Mexican newspaper Milenio that the hotel's security cameras didn't record footage and were only used for monitoring purposes.
That may have been true, but it turns out there was video taken that night that wasn't uncovered until months later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things that people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit progressive.com to see what you can save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.